Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Finally, Lee, some sensibility about gender.
Well, it's about time.
Democrats determined to erase any distinction between the genders. And it resulted in something absolutely horrible. The testimony in this federal case is unbelievable. Woman after woman, and we've covered this before, after woman raped in state or federal facilities by men who say they're women but are still biologically intact. They have been, can you imagine? Okay, yes, if you commit a crime, you deserve to be punished, right? If you're convicted, but that punishment shouldn't involve rape. Women are being locked in cells with biologically intact men, right, who say they're women, who are convicted of rape.
Talk about cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah, this is, you know when they did that? You know when we last did that? Middle Ages. We would not segregate the sexes when we sent them to, you know, basically what were jail and prison style facilities. And so for women, it meant being raped if you were incarcerated. But, you know, we had an age of enlightenment in Europe. By the time we got to America, we even knew not to do that. We don't lock men and women in cells together because it doesn't end well for women. But when the left says there's no difference, Lee, and look, he might be in here for rape, but he says he's a woman now. Yeah, but isn't he intact? There's no difference. So the testimony here is horrific. I'm not going to read it because it's too early in the morning. These poor women who've not only been raped, but who've been menaced and brutalized in the showers, in changing areas, in restrooms, in dormitory spaces by convicted sex offenders who say they're women. Because under the left, you've now learned, wow, okay, I don't want to spend the rest of my time with these men anyway. I'm a rapist. I'm going to go over there to the women's prison. And the left's like, cool, awesome. Hey, you want a bus ride? And when the women try to say something, they are punished internally, especially in a lot of these blue prison and jail systems. One of the female plaintiffs, Rhonda Fleming, said in this case, I am being humiliated and degraded every day so that men that identify as women can't be comfortable. Yes, that is the Democrat plan, from sports teams to our jails. And if they had their way, Lee, a time would come, they were already doing this in schools, where you can't even say that's a boy. You can't even use proper pronouns to describe that boy who's clearly a boy. You can't get him out of the bathroom, even when he wears a skirt and rapes you, because like we saw in Virginia, they'll just hush it up, send him to another school, and he'll rape another girl. That actually happened in Virginia. Yep. That's why Virginia had a Republican governor up till recently.
Yeah.
Right? Because even Democrats are like, no, dude, we can't do this. But yesterday, we made progress. This is a good news. We got so much good news today. Federal headline, federal judge separates male inmates from female prison population in landmark ruling.
A judge in the U.S.?
In the U.S., amazing. Federal judge.
Federal judge, wow.
So this is key for two reasons. Number one, women should not have to be raped as part of their punishment. We're not in the Middle Ages, you lefties. We are in modern times now. No matter how much you're progressing backward, we want to progress forward in human rights, particularly female rights. I know to you guys, there's no women, but there really actually are women. We all had a mother. Ask her where we came from. She'll explain.
And it was not a person who was pregnant either.
No, it was not. There was a very distinct set.
It was a woman.
Yes, it was a set of circumstances that produced you. So male inmates at an all-female prison in Fort Worth, Texas, are temporarily restricted from entering or using female-only private areas, a judge decided this week. It is the first time a federal court, this is the highest federal court to rule so far, has ruled that male inmates must be sex segregated in women's prisons. What does that mean? Well, the left can send them over to the women's prison, but they cannot be anywhere that the women are. They can't be in the changing room. They can't be in the cell locked in with them so they could rape them for hours a day. They cannot even be in the cafeteria together because they're locked in. You shouldn't have to be locked in with a rapist. As much as the left likes that idea. They lost, by the way. So this is the highest level ruling that we have seen. And this, Lee, the great thing about this case is, yes, it's about inmates, right? Which you and I probably, unless Democrats get total power, won't be inmates anytime soon, right?
We hope.
We hope. But what this is great. It's precedent. Mm-hmm. Gender precedent that can be used in all kinds of cases, from sports teams to school locker rooms. This is a ruling saying there is a biological difference between men and women, and we have to segregate. And it is not a violation of somebody's rights to segregate a biological male. This is a huge win for us.
It's just pathetic, quite honestly, in my opinion, that you have to have a judge to rule that in this country.
Yeah.
I mean, what happened to common sense?
Yeah. And
science.
Reality. Yeah.
Yes.
And science. Yeah, it's just basic acknowledgement of reality. So Carswell ruled that there is a biological difference and that the prison system, the federal prison system, must keep male inmates out of female-only private areas, again, including showers, restrooms, changing areas, dormitory spaces, anywhere used for showering, toileting, dressing, or sleeping. Which is basically everywhere.
Yeah, pretty much. That's it. That pretty much covers all bases.
Yeah, if it has a bathroom, which even includes the cafeteria, you can't tell. You got to keep them separate. So this will hopefully cut down on the sex offenders and creepazoids who are like, yeah, no, I'm a woman now. Transfer me to a women's prison. I don't want to do my 20-year sentence for rape here. I'd like to do it where I have some victims.
So I guess prisons are safer for these women than they are on the outside.
In some ways. I mean, yeah, if they're in a blue state, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Or some public schools.
Yeah. I mean, at least they don't have to worry about being set on fire by a guy who has 49 other cases who the prosecutor, even in Chicago, and in Chicago, I mean, the prosecutors are on the side of the inmates, right? They're not for the victim. And in this case, it was so outrageous. Even the prosecutor's like, please, can we lock this guy? Can we just, because he's going to hurt someone. Judge said no.
Yeah, but the mayor there calls it a tragedy.
No, it's not a tragedy.
Not a crime.
Right. No, a tragedy is when a mentally ill person has a mental break and like maybe spills the lighter fluid from his, from his lighter on you and sets you on fire because he's having a schizophrenic moment. Not this guy. No, he very deliberately on video went to the gas station, got one of those fill up gas cans and filled it right up to the top before going to the transit center. In other words, that's not what a psychotic break looks like, Lee. That's not what a schizophrenic moment looks like.
Yeah.
That's pre-planning.
Yes. Premeditated.
Premeditated. And you know what's funny? He's told in court, they've hauled him in for what is now the 50th time. Hey, you're probably going to go to prison for the rest of your life. He said he didn't care. Of course he doesn't, because he's heard this 49 other times.
Yeah.
He doesn't believe it yet. And you know what that shows? I mean, this is the heart of our battle. Right now, if you don't want to live like that, you can just come to a red state. You don't have to live like that. But you go to a blue state, you live like that. Right now, you can escape. They get power and they remake that Supreme Court. We're all going to have to live like that. So Hoping Americans getting a really good look at this. This is a top 10 trending story in Chicago, where, you know, again, they are fighting tooth and nail with ICE to keep illegal immigrant gangsters on the street. That's, I mean, this is what it is. This is, they worship criminals now. It's a fanboy situation. They've gone from tolerating crime and making excuses for criminals to openly celebrating them. And this is what you get. You get a woman on fire. The video is.
Oh, I haven't even seen it. Don't want to.
Don't do it.
Don't want to.
Yeah, you're not going to get it out of your head. It's just, it's awful. Texter writes, here, if a guy who claims to be a woman and he wants to go to a woman's prison, let him cut off his dang parts so he can be a woman. Have a good day. It's, you know what's so great about this ruling? That didn't even matter. The judge said, if you are biologically male, you have to be segregated. And here's the interesting reason why. Like, suppose you've even had this operation, like the transition operation, you don't have equipment anymore to hurt women. You're still stronger. You're still biologically stronger and you can still hurt her. And so you still need to be segregated. Common sense. Texter writes, no more moving to a red state from a blue state, I say, with my blue state cell phone. Another refugee. Well, if you listen to this station, you're probably good. Welcome.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, Democrats telling members of the military to disobey illegal orders from Trump, but then refusing to say what orders are illegal. Not even when Martha McCallum pushed Jason Crow very, very hard. Like, what? Okay, what illegal order are you talking about that they should defy? This is Martha McCallum on Fox News.
What reminding them of their obligation
from the commander in chief that we are asking our military to carry out, are you objecting to? This is very, very vague. And it was so vague in this video. I don't think people could figure out what you guys were all talking about, honestly.
Martha, Donald Trump has made a series of very disturbing comments and suggestions that would violate U.S. law and put our military in terrible positions.
Again, we're getting nowhere.
Yeah, they won't say. They won't say.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law or our Constitution.
We know this is hard and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you. We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution, and who.
Okay, let me explain what they're doing here, because I knew automatically what they're doing. They refuse to say what illegal orders. They know there haven't been any. But they also know, if you tune into their media, on a loop, they're lying. Saying Trump's breaking laws, breaking laws, breaking laws, breaking laws, breaking laws, breaking law, with the National Guard, with the immigration enforcement, and now with these strikes. They never say how he's breaking the law, because they know he's not. So the whole justification will be supplied by their lying media, who will just say, just throw it out that he's breaking the law. He's breaking the law with drug strikes on these boats. He'd be breaking the law if he took out Maduro. He'd be breaking the law if he assassinates cartel leaders. Oh, what law? Oh, look, there's a squirrel. But they know that they have a majority of the women in the Democrat Party have told Gallup they have a diagnosed mental illness. For men, it's almost 40%. They know if they push those buttons, they can push some people over, and they know some of them are in the military. That's what they're doing here. They have perfected, they've turned it into an art form. So yesterday, Senator Chris Murphy doubled down.
Every Democratic member of the Senate and the House, their life is in jeopardy right now, especially those that were specifically targeted by this social media post. If you are a person of influence in this country, maybe it's time to pick a side.
Now, what is he talking about? This Truth Social post that Trump put up, seditious behavior punishable by death. And this is what they wanted. They want to be victims, right? This is what they wanted. Seditious behavior punishable by death. So now they're all running around saying Trump's threatening to kill me. The White House then walked it back with a clarification saying no. Headline, President Trump does not want to execute members of Congress, White House says. So that is where we are this morning, folks. But here's the thing you need to know. Here's Mark Grice. He is a former Marine explaining this. The military, the Uniform Military Code of Justice actually lays out specifically what illegal orders are. And that people who have served in the military know this, including these members of Congress. So this idea that they're spreading, well, you know, if you just don't like it, if you think illegal immigrant cartel gangsters with a history of sex trafficking children should be able to stay in America, and you want to refuse to deploy as a member of the National Guard because you all vote Democrat, no, they're misinforming you. You can't just say no, I'm not going to deploy because I heard on CNN that it's illegal. So it must be true. He said no, and they know this. It is very clear in the Uniform Code of Justice which orders can and honestly are to be disobeyed. And these Democrats are pretending that's not the case.
It's very clear what an illegal order is and what a unlawful order is. An illegal order is one, if somebody orders you to shoot on those civilians. It's in the UCMJ and it's also under the Nuremberg Doctrine. If you are told to rough up a detainee, or if you are told to destroy or falsify evidence.
Right. So they actually lay it out what kind of orders you can and must disobey. Trump has not given any of those orders at all. So, but what are they doing? They're clearly planning a coup of some kind. Do you remember when James, the investigative reporter with OMG, got that undercover recording from that Democrat who said he was bragging? He thought he was on a date with a cute boy. Was bragging, oh yeah, I was on the inside. I was with the military leaders planning the coup against Trump. And he said it on camera. He got fired after that. Remember that? I think this is that coup. I think there are still wokes that were promoted by Obama. They're at the top of the military. They are being pushed out right now by Pete Hegseth. Remember that, because it started with, hey, guess what? If you're 60, if you're 62, if you're 52, you're gonna have to pass the same PT as everyone else. Good luck with your knees. They're doing that to push out the wokes that Obama promoted after he pushed all of the patriots out of the military. And then Pete Hegseth, if you've read recently, you can Google this, has begun to go through and fire. They're purging the military. And they're doing exactly what Obama did, but in reverse. No, okay, you were promoted because you're woke. You have caused real cultural problems. Here's the door. Bye-bye. So when you see these Democrats do this, they know that Trump and Hegseth, both through physical standards and also through firings, are purging the wokes out of the military. The military, they intended to turn against civilians and were working to do so with various changes at the end of the Biden administration. We documented the Battleground America podcast, right? They're getting pushed out. That's why they're doing this right now. That's why they're doing it. But wait, hold on with the music. Wait, because I guess I got to get this in. But whose side are the American people on? Love this. Look at this poll. This is incredible. What percentage of voters back military action against drug boats, and narco regimes? That's the question. Military action against drug boats and leftist narco regimes. This is a tip poll. What do you hear this? 60% support blowing up the drug boats and the drone strikes on cartel, leaders, homes, nests, whatever. 60% support it. Now, listen to this. I want you to hear this, including, this is incredible, 82% are Republicans. 50% of independents support strikes, again, on both cartels and the boats. Only 35% of independents oppose. Now, are you ready for the punchline? What do Democrats think? They oppose this, right? No. They're evenly split. Evenly split. 45% in support and 45% in opposition. Democrats are losing on this issue out the door. So let them double down. Let them triple down. Let them say, hey, disobey. You're flying in the face of 60% of the American public that wants this. So we're winning on this one. This is not going to work for them. It's not. It's a top 10 in the country story, and I, for one, am really glad Americans are paying attention to this. It was devastating when Joe Biden locked up offshore leasing before leaving office. The most expansive lockup of offshore leasing, literally covering both coasts. Devastating for American industry, but like everything in American prosperity, like everything Biden does, great for China, which I think was the point. Also, I'm not sure Biden was doing it. It was more likely Hunter, but whatever. Hunter and Jill. The good news is this, Trump expands offshore drilling, colliding with Newsom. So two things going on here. In the One Big Beautiful Bill, lease sales mandated, they had to reverse what Biden did with legislation. In the Gulf and in Alaska's Cook Inlet. And we have trillions of dollars of resources. So the Interior Department on Thursday announced plans to open federal waters off California, Florida, and Alaska to new oil and gas leasing. Now, here's what's interesting about this and really sad. And it's something we need to realize here in South Carolina because it just breaks my heart. South Carolina could be the absolute world epicenter of manufacturing. I'm not kidding. Because off of our shores, and Henry McDisaster really doesn't want you to know this because he's an environmentalist. Off our shores, we have the largest deposit of natural gas on the entire East Coast. It's roughly 75% off our coast and about 25% sort of bleeds over into North Carolina. It's the biggest deposit. It's massive. And I had a natural gas executive on a number of years ago on the show to talk about, listen, if you would let me just run a pipeline out there. If you would let me run a pipeline out there, I can bring cheap, plentiful energy into South Carolina and power a manufacturing boom for the next 100 years. It's right there. It's top quality. All we got to do is get it. Now, look at where Donald Trump is pushing to do this. Good for him. Where? Florida, where they have a rational, smart governor in Ron DeSantis who wants it. Wait a minute. Isn't Florida like a coastal state? Like, don't they make a lot of money off of vacay, off tourism? Mm-hmm. They're not worried about those platforms. They don't think that'll impact tourism. No, they know they'll be an economic boom. Then why is Henry McMaster, Pam Evett, Nancy Mace, and yes, A.G. Wilson, when I ask them in interviews, say, no, we can't have drilling off our coast. No, I don't want that. What do they say? Well, tourism, it'll hurt tourism. Well, isn't Florida a tourist state? They don't seem real worried about that. And I'll tell you why they're not worried about that. Jeff Duncan explained it once on the show. He said he was on the Energy Committee in Congress before he left Congress. And he said, listen, They've got platforms now. You can't see them. When you stand on the beach, you're out there, you know, you're sipping your mixed drink, you're enjoying yourself on vacation. You can't see the platform. He tried to tell state leaders, you can't see the platform. Ron DeSantis, a smart governor, gets it. It's not hard to understand these things. We can have tourism. And think about Gulf of Texas. Sorry, Gulf of America. The Gulf off Florida. They know you can have tourism and drilling. Why don't we get it? Want to lower our energy prices? One person standing in your way right now, Henry McDisaster. And these gubernatorial candidates, I don't get it. And I know what they're thinking. I know why they're saying this. Because of the grinding stupidity out in Myrtle Beach, where they think literally raw sewage running out to pipe down. I used to live there, so I know. I've literally seen it. Out the pipe, down the sand, and into the water is okay. Myrtle Beach is the single most dangerous beach on the entire East Coast. For getting bacterial infections. If you have an open cut, do not go in the water. They will kill you. Seriously. They've got huge runoff problems. They don't care about any of that. But for some reason, that chamber out there is just living in the 1980s and thinking there's going to be this big platform and no one's going to come to Myrtle Beach. And meanwhile, Ron DeSantis, a person with a brain down in Florida, is like, please bring it. So when you look at the list, look where this is. Florida, Alaska, not South Carolina. Why? Henry McMaster said no. No, we don't want economic prosperity. We don't want to set ourselves up for an entire generation manufacturing boom. No, not us. We'd rather be stuck back in the 1980s. Now, I think it's funny what Trump's done here. As you look at the three places he's doing this, his plans to announce drilling in federal water. So it's oil and natural gas. It's Florida, person with a place with a smart governor. Alaska, where they're all in agreement. I mean, that is the, you know, it's the only growth industry in Alaska is energy. So they are in agreement. So they're backing Trump on this. And California, where he's doing it just to annoy Gavin Newsom. In other words, force Gavin Newsom to scream, no, we don't want energy. We don't want affordable energy. We don't want any of this. He's setting him up politically. But missing from the list is South Carolina. Why? Because Henry McMaster said no. And our gubernatorial candidates have all said no. I haven't asked Ralph Norman yet. I don't know. He's coming on at 8 a.m. and I'm going to ask him. It's one of the things I'm going to ask. I don't know where he stands. I'm going to be very disappointed if he's with them on that. We have an absolute bounty off our coast. Cheap energy, plentiful manufacturing, power of the future. Folks, the idea that we can keep being this stupid when China is opening 3 new energy facilities on a month on average, either coal, natural gas, or nuclear. We don't have time for that. We're in a civilizational survival match with China. We do not have time for stupid governors. We don't. We need a smart governor in this state. So it's not just about South Carolina either. It's about powering the future for America. When we could run that natural gas line here, we could arc it up anywhere into the country it needs to go. No one's even going to know it's there. Ron DeSantis understands. He's got 10 IQ points on our governor. Just call down there and talk to him. Golly, so frustrating. This is the week that we learned, and to me, this is the most fascinating story this week, that the FBI lied to us bigly about Thomas Crooks, terrifyingly to Thomas Crooks, about Thomas Crooks. That they covered up virtually everything about who he was before he disappeared for 4 years, then showed up again on top of that roof to kill Donald Trump. The weirdness of that still resonates. How did Thomas Crooks know that the best line of sight to that platform Trump was speaking on, the best line of sight was on top of that building, and that that building was the only place not secured? You didn't secure the place with the best line of sight? No. How did Crooks know it'd be okay for him to go there? These questions have been reverberating all over the internet for a very long time as the FBI assured us there's no there there. Both Christopher Wray's FBI and Kash Patel's FBI. But now we know for certain one thing this week, they will lie. Bigly. About everything about Crooks. Bongino, Patel, and Wray, unfortunately. They lied, saying there's no internet history for this guy except this little bit when he was 15 when he was a Trump supporter. Well, it turns out there's a huge internet history for Thomas Crooks. Yeah, it's very homicidal. It's very anti-Trump. And that his last post was a back and forth between him and a guy in a Norwegian Nazi left-wing terror group with Antifa affiliations. And then, that was in August of 2020. Here's the weird part. He does go dark for 4 years. We know he's in and out of a federal facility learning to shoot. We know his phone or a phone from his home has been geolocated, the FBI headquarters area, the area right around, and maybe inside, we don't know, but definitely right around. We're told, no, we don't have any of that information. Well, we were also told we don't have any information on his social media either, and that was a bold-faced lie. And now the Trump family is reacting. Not Trump. He hasn't said anything. Caroline Leavitt didn't know what to say. It's kind of embarrassing when you find out your own appointees are either not telling the truth, Kash Patel, or they themselves are misinformed. But Eric Trump's had something to say about it, probably reflecting what the Trump family actually thinks. It was fascinating. I'll have that up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.